Power in Purple Challenge. We talked about it the other day. We're going to talk more about it. We give equal time here, just like an election. We need to have equal time for those participating in the challenge. Good morning. It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning. So we talked last week a little bit about the Power of Purple Challenge, the Power of Purple Relay for Life team. And joining us to talk more about it this morning, the other of the three participants in the Power in Purple Challenge, Darcy Thorpe. Darcy, good morning. How are you today?
Monday.
Yes, it is, right?
Yeah.
That is a good thing. Right, see, we're back at it. We get to do what we love to do. Also, Liz Miller joining us. Liz, good morning. How are you today?
You good? How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for coming in with us this morning. So let's, Liz, let's talk a little bit again about the Power and Purple Relay team and the challenge itself.
Yeah, so Relay for Life, we moved our annual date to in May, still at Knox College, and doing wonderful there. So it's a little nicer weather. It's been great the last couple of years. And then, so, you know, throughout the year, we're always doing new things and, you know, trying to challenge everybody besides our teams getting new teams. So we try to reach out to other community members and, you know, see who is not maybe involved in Relay or, you know, who has, you know, maybe not know what this is all about, but, you know, educating them and trying to get them to do this challenge that, we do for 1 month and, for the Power in Purple and, you know, you know, purple's just kind of the national, you know, color for cancer. And cancer never sleeps, so neither do we. So we try to get something going every summer for this community.
Yeah, it's all about raising awareness about cancer and cancer research. Raising money for cancer research is mm-hmm. the bottom line. It's just that mm-hmm. cancer never sleeps. So, by the way, coming up Wednesday, it's Power in Purple Day. So
yes,
purple,
yes,
right?
And please.
What's the hashtag if you're on social media with the if you wear purple, I know I had the sheet with me. You guys
hashtag
gave it to me the
Power
other day.
In Purple.
And there you go.
Power in Purple, KCIL.
KCIL, okay.
Knox hashtag County, Illinois.
Power in Purple, KCIL. So wear your purple on Wednesday. All right. So
Wednesday.
We've got three participants in the Power in Purple Challenge. The first two had their say.
Yeah,
they got to
we
be
don't
on.
Need to mention them today.
They got their chance to plead their case as a kind of a competition here to see who can raise the most money. And the third participant who couldn't be with us the other day, or maybe she just refused to be
right?
in the same studio
exactly.
as Mark Thomas. I don't know.
I don't know.
But Darcy Thorpe joining us. All right. So, Darcy, why is this a cause that's near and dear to you?
You know, I know about it. I've heard about it. And then once I met with them, I realized the importance of it. Just that the dollars basically do stay here. There's a misconception where it's just going national, and it really does stay around here, and it helps out with so many people with different areas that they need, even just like lodging and rides and research and wigs and you name it. They offer the help here. So every dollar, you know, you raise, it's really going back to that patient.
And I don't know if you can find a person that in some way, shape, or form that cancer has not affected.
They've had us fill out a form at the beginning, and honestly, I'm like, oh gosh, here's another thing I'm going to help out with. But once I started reading it and then filling out the form, where, you know, how has this affected you? Who are you raising money for? Three of my best friends. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere.
Absolutely. So. All right. So, Darcy, what is it that you're doing? How can people donate to your cause?
Just donate to me, please. Mark Thomas is going down. That boy, it's getting a little competitive. So I'm going to be sending out a Facebook notification today. I'm kind of kicking it off this week. And hopefully, you know, just raising awareness on Wednesday, too. Please wear purple. And then wrapping it up at the beginning of August, correct? August 9th.
So, well, yeah. Actually, we're going until August 14th for you guys to raise money.
Okay,
and then on Wednesday, August 15th at Buddy's, we kind of do a wrap up and, you know, they will also give a portion of their pizzas to Relay for Life that night as well. But we'll reign the champion
the
there.
Will get to gloat.
Yes.
I will get to gloat.
So they won't know. Hopefully it'll be a close race by the end.
It will
like
be.
Last year was close. So
yeah, Mark and I are pretty competitive. Nothing against, you know, all of us, but, hopefully we'll show mm-hmm. our competitive colors and really raise money for a great cause.
Okay. So on the website, you can go on, right, it's on the website mm-hmm. that you can.
Yes, so all three of them have their own little support me button.
Right.
It's relayforlife.org/powerinpurpleKnoxIL. Okay. So it's specific for the three of them. You can see who's in the lead. And I got to tell you, Jessica's still in the lead as of this morning.
Okay. I'm kicking off today.
So, yes. Okay. I have no doubts about
see,
that.
See, Jessica and Mark already had the advantage of having been on here. And
the turtle
billions
always
of people
true.
Hearing them. And
billions.
Billions and billions. Just billions. Like McDonald's. Billions served. All right. So Darcy Thorpe, the other participant. Yeah. So the bottom line, it's a competition, but it's a friendly competition.
And all
the money, as you said, is going for cancer research. But not only, but staying locally for many things. And that's important too.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, thank goodness it's here. So many people don't have the support that they do need, and just to get a ride to the hospital is huge.
Yeah, Darcy. Anything else we need to know about exactly what it is you're doing, and any other way they can get funds to you if they'd like to donate to you?
Well, just watch out. If you're one of my friends, you're going to be hit up pretty soon. I've already started. So, and just if you got any questions, call me. I've had a lot of. People I've talked to, some misconceptions. It's like, no, here's the truth about it. So, great cause. Every one of us has been affected by cancer some way. So, please give.
So, what you're saying, they don't even have to be your friend. Maybe they're an enemy of Mark or Jessica.
Yeah, go for it. Right. Republicans, call me.
There you go. Yeah. Doesn't
kidding.
Matter. Who Cub fans, Cardinal
fans,
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. We accept all
right.
Money is green.
Yeah,
that's what matters, right? All right. Yeah, again, such an important issue. So again, the finale coming up, and that's what, August 15th at Buddy's, and they'll have a portion of their pizza sales that night. The night will go toward this cause for Power and Purple. So, and again, don't forget Wednesday, Power and Purple Day. Wear your purple. Hashtag Power and Purple.
KCIL.
Okay.
You got it. We will share, put it on Facebook. We'll put it on our Power and Purple Facebook page too, and just getting the word out. And, we've always had good success in Knox County with Purple on that Wednesday. So.
Well, if you don't have any purple, go find a Knox shirt.
Find something.
Find a purple ribbon, something.
Yes.
Find something.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. So Darcy, anything else people need to know?
Just give, please. I got to beat Mark.
So you're not talking bad about Jessica.
No,
about
Jessica
Mark.
And I are good. We just got to gain up on Mark.
That's right.
All right. Good. Anything else we need to know, Liz?
No, thank you for having us. You guys are always so supportive, the radio station here, and it's wonderful to just get out for 10 minutes and talk and, have the friendly competition. So we appreciate it, and thank you to all.
See, we had to give equal opportunity. There you go.
Thank you.
Darcy, Liz, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.